How many of us are moved by and make decisions based on our feelings? Our first teaching is Dr. Jill Hubbard, and she'll share about feelings and guarding your heart. And then we're going to hear from Mark Cameron. He'll share the importance and some steps to the comfort circle. We talk about it all the time, and it's an amazing way to stay connected with one another. A short teaching will follow as Dr. Jackie Mac-Harris and Dr. Alice Benton address the difficult subject of hard situations we face.
One of my favorite Bible verses is Proverbs 4:23. I love this verse, and I love so many of the different translations of it. So guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. Keep the heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it is the wellspring of life. So I love all those different versions. And it has been a verse, I think, kind of lifelong, or from when I was a young adult, that helped me. And I always remember our dear Steve Arterburn always saying that our feelings have a point, but they aren't the whole point. And often when I think of the heart, I think of our feelings and how so much of the time, you know, you've always met those people that are all heart and it seems like no head. And then the people that are all head and no heart. And we know there's a mind, body, and heart connection. And as we proceed in life, we want to use wisdom, right? This is from dear King Solomon. I don't know if he was dear or not, but he was certainly
very wise, right? Yes.
He was very wise, but he didn't follow his own advice. And in the end, right, his feelings, temptation, sin, and the influence of others got the best of him. So often I hear from young women that allow their feelings to choose their decisions. And they put themselves out there in the hopes of something good and end up getting something far less, right? We all know women give their bodies to get love and men give love to get our bodies, right? And so it's important to be wise with our hearts. So the guarding part, it doesn't mean steel walls, right? It means proceed with caution. Diligence. We need to have some discipline and some intentionality with our heart. So we proceed with caution. Often I'll say, you know, take a step, then stop and pause and reflect. And that's important to do, especially with matters of the heart. And the ancient Jewish scholars looked at that as like moral reasoning comes from the heart. The will comes from the heart. It's not just feelings. It's really the center of so much.
And the core desires.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And so we have to be wise. So many don't know this, but recently I opened my heart back up to love. And I remarried recently. And that was, you know, it was a long time coming. But I did need to guard my heart. And I had children that I chose to put first before that path for myself. And so making decisions with intentionality, thinking about where we want to go, but also not ignoring those feelings because it's wonderful.
That's so good. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah, because I just think that, you know, part of that guarding of the heart I also think about is be careful what you let in.
Yes.
And Jill, you did such a good job by not letting in other distractions as you had the intentionality of raising your kids and now open your heart back up and look at how God provided.
And he sure did.